Well, the grand stretch in the evenings is particularly good news for anyone with solar panels, though looking at the weather forecast, you won't quite get the full benefit of today's extra bit of daylight. But more and more households and businesses are opting for solar, and according to ESB Networks, there's now 1.2 gigawatts of solar generation capacity connected to the grid, generating enough energy to power 248,000 homes a year. Conal Bolger is CEO of the Irish Solar Energy Association. He joins us on the line now. That's a significant growth in solar capacity in the past year. How has it been achieved, Conal?
Good morning, Adam. Great to be here. We've seen 43% increase in 1 year, which really demonstrates the pace at which solar is growing. You know, we did our first report last year because solar only really began kind of adding meaningfully to the system when the first one connected in 22. And it's really exciting because we're aiming for an 8 gigawatt target by 2030. So a lot to be done. It came from really a number of places. You know, one of the unique aspects of solar is you generate at different scales, everything from your large solar farms to panels on a home and everything in between. You know, the large solar farms probably were the single largest contribution. They provided about half of that overall number you quoted, the 1.2 gigawatts. Second then was really the micro generation, the householders. You know, that's about 31% of the total. And, you know, we've really seen that's a lot more householders embracing the solar revolution. And the kind of remainder then is kind of businesses, commercial, farm buildings. And we expect a lot more from that in the coming years.
You mentioned that target of 8 gigawatts of solar capacity by 2030. That's in the Climate Action Plan. That would mean adding more than 1 gigawatt a year, every year between now and then. Is it doable, really?
Well, what we don't lack for projects. We've over 11 gigawatts. We don't lack for rooftops. UCC research told us that 1 million homes were suitable for panels. And then there's all the businesses and farms around the country. And so really what it's about is we need to accelerate. We need to double down. We literally need to double what we've done this year and do it every year. So that's going to come down to whether we upgrade the national grid.
Is the infrastructure there if we were to expand at that capacity?
Well, there's two things. One, we need to build grid, but we also need to be more efficient in how we use the grid. So we need to iron out the bottlenecks so we can connect a bit quicker and cheaper and remove some of the administrative barriers. So, for example, the idea of a hybrid site where you connect solar with batteries or solar on a wind site, that, you know, a lot of pre-existing sites we have already. And then, like, really, we're kind of, in terms of the administrative barriers, we probably need to ensure we're maintaining supports for householders and businesses as well. Like, we've had this great uptake from householders, you know, where it's 94,000 homes embracing the solar revolution. We think we'll be over 100,000 later in this year. But, you know, we need to make sure that we're not putting barriers in their way. The grants are available, but there's a risk they're going to reduce the next year and the year following. So we don't really want to lose that great progress and momentum we have.
Well, one of the incentives for people putting solar panels in their home is the fact that they can sell a little bit of energy back to the grid potentially. Reuters, though, today reporting Europe has clocked a record number of hours of negative power prices this year due to too much supply. So it effectively means producers having to pay to offload the energy that they're producing. Has that happened here, or is there a risk of that happening here?
We've seen some instance of lower pricing and kind of zero and negative pricing. Really, part of the solution there is ensuring that we're embracing storage as well as solar. So ensuring that we can kind of manage when we have too much and manage when we don't have enough. And that's it, being able to kind of store and supply that energy at different times. We talk about that no one technology by itself is going to solve the energy transition. We need to kind of work together, wind, solar, storage. And we have the technologies. It's really implementing them now and making those changes, like upgrading the grid, ironing out those bottlenecks and removing those administrative barriers.
Conal Bolger, CEO of the Irish Solar Energy Association, thank you very much for that.